Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, and welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trust my message, doing it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect through your head, your bank account, and anything I feel fits you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's where you call anytime for assistance. When that number comes directly to me first, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we do have a celebration every day on Ron Sieg Radio this morning. National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. I wonder if Mitchell's listening. I wonder if over his friends over there at Borden Brew are going to do a chicken cordon bleu sandwich today, being that it is National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. It's also National Hug a News Person Day today. So if you know a news person, give them a hug. Interesting stuff for today. Think tomorrow we're going to get ready for that one. National Caramel Day and Deep Dish Pizza Day all tomorrow. So we'll certainly be celebrating those. You're going to love those current ones. Moving right along, what are we seeing in the markets today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average was projecting a drop at the open, but it's recovered, now up 39 points. Oil up 73 cents per barrel on the oil markets. U.S. 10-year Treasury up a little bit at 2.35 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Did you check out that basketball game yesterday? A lot of baseball yesterday, but obviously the big news was the basketball game. The NCAA championship game. A lot of fun there, and able to watching that one with some friends. North Carolina, they're a tough team to beat, so that one out. It's an interesting one. North Carolina, they're consistently having good teams, and Gonzaga just didn't quite have enough at the end of the day there, so it's interesting not being able to get quite. It would have been great to see somebody like Gonzaga win that, but they just didn't quite have enough at the end of the game. Of course, that was the same thing that happened earlier in the week. When North Carolina won, the team, I forgot who they were playing, couldn't finish, couldn't get any rebounds at the end of the game. Tony Romo, on his way out, looks like he's going to retire. I thought he should have done that before. All those back injuries, a bit scary for an individual, seeing all those back injuries and continue to go out there and play football. Pretty violent sport there for a guy that's got a susceptibility to back problems. Not good news for my Angels. As of you that are in the San Diego market, not good news for your Padres either. Did find it very fascinating, being that we are a business show. Found it fascinating that Clayton Kershaw's salary, more than the entire Padres starting lineup. That was a pretty fascinating number I found right there. So it was a lot going on in that world as well. New York Federal Reserve in the news once again today. New York Fed chatting a little bit about, where we go, there it is, New York Fed. Holy cow, wonder where that one came from. little noise overhead. Woo. U.S. household debt levels are expected to set a new record later this year, according to economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Previous record was reached in the third quarter of 2012, $12.7 trillion. Household debt levels were at $12.6 trillion in the final quarter of 2016. The debt balance significantly changed since 2008, officials pointed out. Housing-related debt accounted for 68.6% of debt in 2008, but only 71.2% in 2016. Meanwhile, the share of student debt has more than doubled from 5% to 10.4%. And the share of auto loans has grown by about a half from 6.2 to 9.2. We've been talking about the problems coming on the horizon with student loan debt. We knew that was coming. It is here. It's a shame, but that's what the government set us up for, making it so, so simple for our young people to go out there and get some student loan debt. I don't understand why they did that to them, but it is what it is. That's where they're at right now. I had to figure out where we get feedback from, guys. Maybe we can check into that on the on our engineers. Live radio does tend to happen every once in a while. Debt balance. We talked about that a little bit. Noting strong asset prices, low interest rates, and steady household income growth, New York Fed President and CEO William Dudley said the household sector's financial condition is in unusually good shape for this point in the economic cycle. He added that the share of debt held by older borrowers who tend to have higher and more stable incomes and more experience with debt has risen. I don't suggest that's such a good story, but that's what the President Dudley is saying. While educational attainment is strongly positively correlated with higher home ownership rates, even degree holders with student debt, Dudley and other New York Fed staff cautioned that the rapid growth of student debt poses risks due to stunningly high delinquency rates. A student debt balance of more than $25,000 means that the borrowers in their 20s and early 30s are about 3 percentage points less likely than college graduates with less debt and about 8 percentage points less likely than graduates with no debt to own a home. So one big problem there with home ownership coming based on the debt loads that we are seeing from our young people. A thought right there for you to be cognizant of as you counsel your own students as to whether they should or should not be getting into debt. Still can't figure out where we're getting this feedback from. It sounds like we must be getting it off of one of the boards here. Not good news right there. But we will continue moving right along this morning on our broadcast. Interesting other information out there coming from our Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Bed Carson, talking about the housing funding to be included in an infrastructure. It looks to me like all of the pundits who felt that the president and his staff, they're a bunch of rich people, could not make anything work in Washington. They're a bunch of quick studies because apparently they are seeing how Washington gets done. You throw a bunch of garbage in the in these loans, and you may end up getting something that comes out. So here, if you remember, Carson talked about the Trump administration's $6 billion proposed budget cuts to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. No one is going to be thrown out on the street. Well, there is no one, Section 811-202, no one is going to be thrown out on the street, he said. What would that accomplish? That doesn't make any sense, and it's certainly not going to happen while I'm around. We do have a responsibility. Last month, President Trump released his America First 2018 budget blueprint. The president plans to reduce spending in nearly every department, including HUD, and move the difference into defense spending. HUD specifically will see a $6.2 billion budget cut on 2018 and a 13.2% decrease from the 2017 annualized continuing resolution level. The proposed plan will cut $3 billion funding from the Community Development Block Grant loan, as well as additional cuts for the Home Investment Partnership Program, Choice Neighborhood, Self-Help Home Ownership Opportunity Program. Previous Carson stated in an email to his staff that the preliminary budgets would not make it into the final recommendation from the White House. Carson has shown more support for the proposed cuts. So now what they're doing is they're going to cut it on one hand, add it back on the other hand. Net change to you and me? Absolutely nothing what they're looking at in that area. So just an EB now out defending themselves. Yeah, that PHH corporate lawsuit that was going on. The CFPB stated its structure involved a single director who can only be removed by the president for cause was not anything out of the ordinary for in the U.S. government, as the Trump administration and PHH Corporation had previously claimed. See, ironically enough, the CFPB under the president's administration, yet the president's administration is siding with a defendant from the CFPB. It's an interesting chain of events. We'll talk more about that one when we come back. We're going to also talk about some tax breaks that saved Americans $1.3 trillion last year. And my question is very, very simple. Did you get yours? We're going to also talk about 14,000 houses selling. What's that mean to you? And how does a reverse mortgage work? We're going to talk about that. Trust HUD unlikely to stop a final rule on changes to the reverse mortgage program. Remember, you can reach us anytime off of our number. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us at Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. What real estate professionals will get you on a home search to cost you absolutely nothing. There's no advertising. You go right to that site, put in your specific desires for a new home. and the search is on. Find your dream home before someone else does. You'll get a text message every time a home fits your unique characteristics. So the commentary here, 15,014 homes sold yesterday. Did yours? There are some owners who have been waiting for a 2014 houses sold yesterday. 15,017 houses. Rate of 5.48 million. Divide that number by 365 days in a year. You can see that on average, over 15,014 homes sell every day. The report from NAR also revealed that there are currently only a 3.8-month supply of inventory available for sale. 6 months inventory is considered historically normal. This means that there are not enough homes available for sale to satisfy the buyers who are out in the market now in record numbers. The bottom line, I realize that you want to get the fair market value for your home. However, if it's not sold in today's active real estate market, maybe you should consider your asking price, or maybe now is not the time for you to be selling your home. Just a thought there for you. So the question then becomes, which homes have appreciated the most? So let's look into that one for you as well. Again, we look into the National Association of Realtors information, and we also look at the information coming out of CoreLogic, because home values have risen dramatically over the last 12 months. The latest existing home sales report, again, that's a NAR report, puts the annual increase in the median existing price at 7.1%. That's the median existing price. Our most recent home price insights report reveals that national home prices increased by 6.9% year over year. The CoreLogic report broke an appreciation even further into four different categories. Lower priced homes priced at 75% or less of the median. Those appreciated at 10%. The low to middle priced homes between 75 to 100% of the median. Those appreciated at 8.3%. The middle to moderate priced homes, those at 100 to 125% of median, those appreciated at 7.3%. And those that are greater than 125% of the median price, they appreciated at 5.5% appreciation. That's a year-over-year number. So think about some of those numbers if you're contemplating whether you should invest in real estate. We've talked to you about this many, many times, about my belief in real estate. It's one of the best investments out there, because not only do you get those numbers I just spoke about, but you're also getting the leverage number, which is probably one of the only areas that you can get a significant amount of leverage in the marketplace for a very minimal cost of that leverage. Explain that one to us. Well, I understand that you can go on margin for accounts at the broker dealers for your stock accounts. Well, they're going to charge you a market rate. They're going to charge you interest on margin account. You're going to have to be the one to talk to your tax professional to see if that is a deductible item for you, if it's tax deductible in your tax bracket. So the next step then becomes, okay, what if you look at your home? If you're buying a house, we know under most circumstances, home loan mortgage interest is deductible. So that's big savings for you. Think about that concept. Interesting. So there's just a few different thoughts for you as far as the value. Now, when we talk about the 5.6 or 6 point or whatever the number is that fits your priced area of the marketplace, if you put down 20% on home, and I'm just doing that because the math is easy, you and I both know that you do not need a 20% down payment. If you put down 20%, then you're looking at the potential. You're going to put a potential of a 5-to-1 appreciation. So just say your property goes up 5% as a round number. and you've got 20% down, the return on your cash is 25% on that cash dollar because you've got that leverage on there. Then you're going to take off a percentage of the interest because you don't have to pay the full interest amount on your primary property in most situations. Again, consult your tax professional for the tax guidance. Think about that portion of it. So you're going to get, say, a 4% interest rate right now. I know the FHA, I looked this morning for somebody. FHA loans, 3.99%. So think about that concept. And again, you got to put the APRs in there. I'm just looking at round numbers for educational purposes. On a 3.99 interest rate, you're probably going to be looking at about a 4.25, 4.375 APR on an FHA loan. But that's tax deductible. So you take off whatever your tax bracket is. If you're in the 30% tax bracket, so you're looking at maybe 2.8 is your real rate of interest, and maybe you're getting 25 as the return on your cash. Think about some of those numbers. That's why they are extremely strong numbers for you. Just a thought for you right there. Moving right along this morning. So we talked a little bit about tax savings. Art, glad you checked in with us this morning. I see that we've also, Mr. Todd is checking in. Glad to see you on with us as well. Hi is on the line with us. Jeremiah is on the line with us. Glad to see you got some folks checking in. Facebook Live is one of the areas that we are broadcasting each morning, as well as our broadband stations and RonSiegelRadio.tv. Tax breaks saved Americans $1.3 trillion last year. The question is, did you get yours? So what are some of the areas where you need to be looking at? The U.S. government gives a surprising amount of money to taxpayers in the form of tax breaks. In a Pew Research Center report found that the federal government paid out an estimated $1.3 trillion in tax breaks during 2016. If you're not already doing so, consider taking advantage of the most significant tax breaks available this year. Employer-paid health care is one of them. If your employer pays for all of your health insurance premiums, long-term care insurance, or health care costs, then you've benefited from a tax break that saved Americans $143.8 million in a single year. What makes these benefits such a great deal is the fact that you're not required to pay taxes on their value. So what's the next one? Capital gains taxes, long-term capital gains. The profit investors realize when selling investments they've held for over a year taxed at a considerably lower rate than regular income. In fact, if you're in the 15% tax bracket or below, your long-term capital gains tax rate is zero. Most taxpayers pay long-term capital gains tax at a rate of 15%, and if you have capital losses, you can use them to counteract your capital gains and thereby reduce or eliminate a capital gains tax. Last year, the difference between the discounted capital gains rate and the regular income tax rate saved taxpayers $134.6 billion. Tax-deferred retirement plans is the next one. Almost everyone needs to save money for retirement, and tax-deferred accounts allow you to get a big savings while pursuing that goal. When you contribute to a traditional 401k account, for example, you're paying with pre-tax dollars. You don't have to pay income taxes on the money you contribute. The traditional IRAs benefit from a similar tax break, except you have to claim the contribution deduction on your tax return instead of some simply contributing pre-tax income. Favorable treatment of tax-deferred retirement contributions saved Americans $82.7 billion. That one saved taxpayers $77 billion in 2016. Earned income tax credit is intended as a way to assist low and middle income taxpayers. If you meet the earned income tax credit income retirement requirements, you could receive a credit of up to $6,318 in 2017. Because this is a credit rather than a deduction, it reduces your tax bill on a dollar-for-dollar basis. That one is $73.3 billion. $16,122 Social Security bonus. Most retirees completely overlook. Again, there's only a handful of people that understand this one. need to chat with our friend Ali Ferguson about this. If you want to get more information on that as well, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. How does a reverse mortgage work? There are some changes coming to the reverse mortgage program again, and we think that the Trump administration will not be altering those at all. So that's a little good news for you out there. You can reach us at any far off air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again,
are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, have equity in your property, a reverse mortgage could be, not saying it is, but it could be a good solution or the right solution for you. Just checking on it. You know, if you don't understand something, then how do you ever know if it's good or bad? I get some people that I hear chatting about the reverse mortgage, and they just don't understand the program, yet they offer an opinion as to how good it is, how dangerous it is, how expensive it is, all these different issues. So the question then becomes, do you know these things if you're just not one that has ever done it? So, or you don't understand the program. Or, for example, do you understand that the program is going to be changing in just a short period of time based on some new guidelines that are going through HUD right now? If you're not familiar with those things, then how do you make a decision? So how does it work? That's the big question, is how does reverse mortgage work? And I'm going to share that with you, is that it's nothing more than a lien on the property. A lot of people are concerned about it because they don't understand that it is simply a lien on the property, just like any other lien on property. So if you have a forward mortgage, a home equity line of credit, a reverse mortgage, they're all liens on the property. The bank does not own the property. So it's simply a financial tool for qualifying senior homeowners. It supplements their income by allowing them to take advantage of the equity they've built in their homes. There are three kinds of reverse mortgage: proprietary reverse mortgage coming from private lenders and offer larger loans to seniors with high-value homes. There's single-purpose reverse mortgages issued by organizations such as nonprofits and only allow seniors to use their payments to cut the cost of specific expenses. Finally, there are home equity conversion mortgages that are backed by the Federal Housing Administration. You can use home equity conversion mortgages, it's also known as a HECM, for just about any purpose. The reverse mortgage eligibility, you must be at least 62 years old to qualify for a reverse mortgage. If you own a house with someone else, like a spouse, a significant other, or a sibling, this rule applies to both of you, although there are some changes in there where you can get if a significant other is under 62, you can get them on the loan with you. It just takes away from your available cash. Reverse mortgages are only available for primary residences. If you have a mortgage, you'll be required to use reverse mortgage payout to eliminate that debt, but you may not qualify if you haven't paid off most of your existing home loan. The FHA has some additional requirements for homeowners interested in applying for its HECM program. The primary residence must be a single-family home, a multifamily home, or an approved condo or manufactured home. To meet certain financial criteria and be able to pay fees, property taxes, and insurance payments. If you believe you're eligible for a reverse mortgage, you need to find an approved lender. Our friends over at Gold Star are approved lenders. If you want a loan backed by the FHA, you also need to see a HUD counselor. It's a third-party individual who can go through counseling with you. It takes about an hour on the phone or in person. Once you're approved for a reverse mortgage, you'll never have to worry about paying a monthly mortgage bill again, and you won't have to sell your house. You'll receive tax-free payment from your lender in the form of monthly payments, a line of credit, or a lump sum payment, or a combination of the three. I highly recommend the adjustable version. We'll talk about that. If you want to change the way you receive your reverse mortgage payout, you can do so for a small fee. And if you choose to go with a line of credit, you can potentially earn more money as your credit limit grows over time. A number of factors determine how much you can borrow, including your age and the appraised value of your home. The older you are, the more you'll be able to borrow. But if you apply for a reverse mortgage as a couple, the age of the younger applicant will affect the size of your payout. If you get a reverse mortgage through the HECM program, your loan amount will depend on your home's value and its sale price, or the FHA loan limit, whichever is less. Interest rates also affect reverse mortgage loan payouts. In most cases, reverse mortgages have a variable interest rate tied to an index that moves along with the market. Reverse mortgage costs, because there are different fees and different closing costs, including mortgage insurance and loan origination fees. If these costs get rolled into the loan balance, you'll pay less upfront. You don't have to pay a monthly mortgage bill. Your lender will expect you to pay for property taxes, insurance premiums, utilities, and maintenance costs. If you fail to keep up with these payments, you could lose your home, just like even if you had no loan or if you had a forward mortgage. That's why it's important to review your budget before jumping into any kind of a loan product. Some borrowers must set aside funds that their lenders can use to cover the cost of taxes and the insurance. Borrowers are not obligated to repay their reverse mortgage loans until they move out, sell their home, or pass on. At that point, the entire loan becomes due. If you fail to respect the terms of your loan, you may be able to be asked to pay it back early. When your loan comes due, you or your heirs could pay it off by selling the house. If you die and your heirs can't pay off your debt using any other assets from your estate, the lender may have other options for you. Keep in mind that your reverse mortgage loan balance will grow over time as interest accrues. Eventually, you may use up all your home's equity, but at least you're not using up all your cash to make mortgage payments. If that happens, there will be less for your loved ones to inherit, but fortunately, when it's time to pay off the loan, borrowers or their heirs rarely owe more than what the home is worth, and you never have to pay more unless it's something that you really want to do. Reverse mortgage cancellation. If you get to the closing table and really realize that a reverse mortgage isn't right for you, no worries. In most cases, you have 3 days to cancel the loan. You shouldn't be subject to any penalty as long as you send your lender a letter explaining that you want to cancel your reverse mortgage loan agreement. It's called a right to rescind. After successfully canceling your reverse mortgage loan, you can expect to receive a refund of any money you've spent within 20 days. May not include your appraisal if you've paid for that already. That's an outside fee. Final word, should you take out a reverse mortgage? Well, the answer to that question, you'll need to consider everything that goes into applying for a reverse mortgage, the costs, the fees. Our friend Jay Kaplan waives almost every fee available, you know, over to the length of the extent of your program and the law. So don't think that you're just dealing with a very, very expensive product. That is one of the misconceptions of the reverse mortgage loan. And that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Ask About Reverse Mortgages. you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate finance and the financial markets. When we come back, five things millennials need to know about retirement will be on our docket today. We also see that President Trump HUD unlikely to stop final rule changes for the reverse mortgage. So, yes, they do change the rules on a regular basis. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, also ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. You can get all the broadcasts there as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that fast pass loan approval, that means you don't have to worry about your loan not going through. You don't have to worry about making a contingent loan offer because the fast pass has it all done for you already. Think about that concept. You can compete with the cash offers. I like that idea of competing with cash offers. You don't have to worry about anything at all. It just makes your life that much easier. So one of the things that we've talked about within the program here is how reverse mortgage, we were talking in this last segment about reverse mortgages, and the fact that the reverse mortgage program is not the same as what most people understand it being. It's just like any other program out there. They change on a regular basis. If you have not done a reverse mortgage, getting the information about it from your next door neighbor is probably not your best source of information because they're giving you something, information that they're malicious, talked about. And according to a meeting just recently in New York, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, President and CEO Peter Bell, said the industry organization is comfortable on the direction of the coming rule changes to the reverse mortgage program. Toward the end of his remarks to the audience at the Normal Eastern Conference and Exposition in New York City Monday, Bell said Normal does not see any reason why HUD would interfere with the publication of the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Final Rules, a series of rules slated to take effect later this year. Talked about that in the past. So they're looking at age limits on the reverse mortgage. They're looking at secondary contact person on there. We just saw one recently where the senior unfortunately got some cognitive issues and ended up having problems because there was no secondary individual on file to be able to contact, not to try and harass anybody or to sell anything to anybody, They just want to know that there's somebody else they can deal with. There's another issue about seller concessions, especially this is one that's really important for those people that are looking to purchase a home with a reverse mortgage. Purchase a home with a reverse mortgage. This concept out in any way with doing any of the fixes or issues like that. Well, now they're looking at changing that rule later this year with this guideline. So just think about that. It's probably good benefit for our seniors. A lot of things that they do in these programs, always trying to make them just a little bit better and to see what can be done. Just got this email in. I wanted to share this one with you as well. Some tax tips, a few simple tax tips everyone should know about. What is it, about 2 weeks away, actually exactly 2 weeks away from the end of tax season. So number one, protect yourself from tax fraud. Since your tax docs can your name, social security number, and birth date, among other sensitive information, makes the perfect recipe for identity theft. Protect your personal data falling into the wrong hands by keeping financial documents locked in a safe place and shredding the ones you don't need. If you're filing online, make sure your passwords are strong and that your computer is up to date with the latest security software. Don't use the password. Not a good idea. Always file on time. If you owe taxes and can't afford to pay them, you should still file your taxes before the deadline. The penalty for failing to file is generally more than any interest or fees you might owe for not paying the full amount of taxes owed. Pay as you can now and contact the IRS to discuss your options for paying off the rest. Number three, plan for next year. Do you know if you're having the right amount of taxes withheld from your paycheck? If you're a business owner, are you paying enough in quarterly taxes? Now's a great time to do a quick check-in to make sure you won't encounter any surprises or penalties next tax season. Talk to a tax professional now and make sure you get that all in plan for start your planning process. That's the bottom line right there. Don't forget, April 18th is our last day this year for filing your taxes, getting them there on time. So that is issue on that one as well. Covered a lot of information this morning. I know we started looking at some questions coming in. Probably don't have a lot of time to get to your questions. Good morning, Azita. Nice to see you. Todd, I like that. Taxes are voluntary. You're right. They are voluntary as long as you pay them. Great information as always. Millennials, things that the millennials need to know for their retirement. A lot of millennials are just not spending a lot of time on dealing with retirement. They're thinking it's going to come, that they'll deal with it later. And again, I'm going to share with you, the 401k and the IRA is not your best friend. Those are not solutions that I would be recommending to you because they're geared for you getting a larger tax bill down the road. Now, I am a fan in many instances of Roth IRA because that's letting your money grow and you pay the smaller amount today and you don't have to worry about it later on. So just think about that concept. You can also use that Roth IRA for the benefit of saving money in a tax-advantaged environment and getting a higher deductible like on your home or your auto insurance. So think about those as alternatives for your family as well. And obviously, we want to make sure that you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1900, 800-306-1990, or SiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.